Hey there, comm seekers. Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more zen. Ever feel like your inner voice is a relentless critic constantly raining on your parade? You know that feeling when you trip over air and suddenly you're replaying every embarrassing detail in your head for the rest of the day? Yeah, we've all been there. That negative self-talk can be a real buzzkill, whispering doubts and dragging us down. But guess what? We're not powerless against it. Today, we're diving deep into the world of stoicism, that ancient philosophy, with some seriously modern wisdom to learn how to quiet that inner critic and unleash your inner badass. Let's be real, everyone has that voice in their head. The one that throws shade, judges every decision, and makes you second-guess yourself even when you're crushing it. But here's the thing. Stoicism teaches us that we can choose our responses to those thoughts. It's not about ignoring them or pretending they don't exist, because let's be honest, sometimes they just refuse to shut up. What about recognizing them for what they are? Just thoughts. Not facts. Not your destiny. Think of it like this. Imagine your mind is a busy city street. Thoughts are cars zooming by it, some friendly, some chaotic, some honking their horns at you. You don't have to get caught in every fender bender or jump into the middle of the road. Stoicism empowers us to be observers, to watch those thoughts come and go without letting them dictate our emotions or actions. Now, here are 5 key takeaways to help you silence that inner critic for good. 1. Acknowledge and accept. The first step is recognizing those negative thoughts when they pop up. Don't fight them, don't judge yourself for having them, just acknowledge their presence. It's like saying, "Hey, I see you there, mister." Negative thoughts, but you don't get to run the show. 2. Reframe your perspective. Once you've acknowledged those thoughts, try reframing them. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, ask yourself, "What can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to grow stronger?" Remember, every setback is an opportunity for growth and learning. 3. Focus on what you can control. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of focusing on what we can control. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control how we react to it. Instead of getting bogged down in things outside your control, channel your energy into things you can influence: your actions, your attitude, your choices. 4. Practice gratitude. Cultivating gratitude can be a game changer. When you focus on the good things in your life, those negative thoughts have less power to pull you down. Make a conscious effort to appreciate the small things: a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a kind gesture from a stranger. 5. Seek wisdom and support. You don't have to go through this alone. Surround yourself with positive people who support your growth. Read books, listen to podcasts, or seek out mentors who inspire you and offer guidance. Remember, wisdom is often found in shared experiences and perspectives. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work. You've prepared thoroughly, but as you stand before the audience, your heart starts racing and that inner critic chimes in with a chorus of doubts. What if I mess up? What if they think I'm not smart enough? Sound familiar? Now imagine tapping into that stoic wisdom. You acknowledge those thoughts, reframe them as opportunities to learn and grow, focus on delivering your message with clarity and passion, and practice gratitude for the chance to share your knowledge. You might even add a little humor to ease any tension. The key is to shift your perspective from fear to courage, from doubt to confidence. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing these stoic principles today. Silence that inner critic, embrace your strengths, and unleash your full potential. Remember, you've got this. And hey, if you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend who needs a little dose of calm in their chaos. Until next time, stay calm, stay cool, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.